Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico State University professor Dr. Ginger Scarborough Anderson and theater performer Bridget Anderson to talk to us about the 10th annual production of HMS Pinafore, a comedic opera by Gilbert and Sullivan, also known as The Lass That Loved a Sailor. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you. I understand that the production company was once called Starlight Children's Theater and is now called Starlight Theater Company of Las Cruces. Tell me a little bit about the theater company, why it got started, how long you've been doing this.
This is our 10th year in Las Cruces, and we are so excited to present these fabulous shows. I first founded the theater in 2007, and I was looking for a theater company that put on musical productions, and I didn't find any in town. And I thought, children really need to be introduced to some of the classics of musical theater. And I got very excited about the prospect and started building this company.
So when you started getting these timeless classics, which is what this one is, correct?
HMS
Pinafore, done back in the 1870s. So what is it, how can it be relevant to this century and this community?
Gilbert and Sullivan, I think, had a way of getting down to the what makes people tick. They understood the love relationships. They understood about people who are in high places who don't deserve to be, and they poked fun at that. They enjoy poking fun at a lot of different societal issues.
I found that these shows, first of all, remain really relevant because the music is still so catchy. I don't think people's ear for good music changes that much over a long period of time. I like seeing different portrayals of romance, the kind that's free and open, the kind that's a little bit hidden or more mysterious, and I think that's always going to resonate with an audience.
Well, Bridget, I know you're Ginger's daughter, and you're in high school. How long have you been performing?
I would say that I first started performing when Starlight was founded in 2007, and I have continued since then in school and community theater because I just found that I love it so much.
And what about your peers and other students? How do you get them involved in theater arts?
First of all, the best way to get them involved is to talk to them, but best kinds of people to hang around with are the ones that are really open to music and spontaneous dancing. And so as long as they are okay with that, I think we get along just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially a play from the 1870s.
I honestly, in my opinion, the older the play, the better. Because we live in modern society. We don't need to see it on stage. It's not exciting. It's exciting to, it's like a time machine, and you get to see the beautiful clothing, the accents, the way people talked. It's so much more interesting than just hearing what you hear on the street.
And if someone doesn't know what HMS Pinafore, I'm sure some have heard the music throughout their lifetime. Would you like to give us a little rendition of one of the songs?
One of the most famous songs that people know is I Am the Monarch of the Sea. And Sir Joseph Porter, the very snobby first admiral of the Navy, sings, I am the monarch of the sea, the ruler of the Queen's Navy, whose praise Great Britain loudly chants.
And we are his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And so all of his relatives echo what he says. And then Little Buttercup sings as she enters the stage.
I'm called Little Buttercup, dear Little Buttercup, though I could never tell why. Like that.
And HMS Pinafore is just so well loved. People get excited about it. I think I remember my first introduction to HMS Pinafore. I was 8 years old, and I went home singing a song from it, and it was so memorable just just hearing it one time. And I remember singing, I polished up the handle so carefully that I became the ruler for the Queen's Navy.
And now that was that song I remember.
Do you know that one?
I remember. I don't know the lyrics, but I remember that little beat. Yes.
It's called When I Was a Lad, and Sir Joseph Porter sings that one too.
So what's the premise of the play?
The premise of the play, it all takes place on this ship, the HMS Pinafore. And I suppose you could say your main conflict is that the daughter of the captain is in love with a sailor on her father's ship. And this is the 1870s. Class ranks, they didn't intermarry. You would marry up if you're a lady, and that would be good for you, but you certainly wouldn't marry below your station. You wouldn't marry a common sailor. So a big forbidden romance conflict there that I enjoy. But there's...
And so this lass loves a sailor, and then Sir Joseph Porter, the snobby admiral, wants to come and marry the captain's daughter. And so there's a conflict between the two of them. And the captain, of course, wants his daughter to marry a man of higher station. And so then the sailor and the captain's daughter declare their love for each other, and then they decide to sneak away. But Dick Deadeye, the guy with the eye patch, gets in the way and tries to thwart them.
Well, let's tell everyone where this production is going to be taking place. It's at the Atkinson Recital Hall here at New Mexico State University, July 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd. But of course, you're going to be starting your rehearsals just coming around the corner.
Right. We're starting Monday, June 13th. We rehearse for 5 weeks.
Now, you already have all of your performers.
Our cast is set, yes.
And if students want to participate maybe for next year, how do they get involved?
What I would love for them to do is come to the show and find out what we do. Our cast members always say, I've heard them say, oh, Mom, you know, I know you're coming to my school play, but remember, it's not Starlight. And they see Starlight as being something so... such high quality, and our cast members understand that. So we would love for youth to come and watch us and then contact us through our website, starlightonstage.org. And we usually have auditions in late March or early April, and we hold a workshop to get people to know us and help us get to know them. The only real requirement as people is that our cast needs to be able to sing on tune, but they don't need acting experience. They don't have to have fabulous voices. But after working with our music director, Ryan Fellman, they develop fabulous voices.
Now again, cast members are typically what, ages 8 through 18?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're all students of either grade school, middle school, or high school.
Right, and we have a lot of homeschooled students also, those who wouldn't have an opportunity to do something like this elsewhere.
And how can families be part of the production?
Families are a huge part of the production. First of all, behind the scenes, there is so much work that goes into a show of this quality. You have the sets, the props, the costumes. You have people helping with hair, finding hats for... you know, captains and sailors from the 1870s. This show completely thrives on the help of the families. And I think they like to stick around and hear the music, too, at the same time.
So this is a volunteer staff made up of many parents and grandparents and siblings.
Yes. And we have members of the community. Doug Roby, who is well known in town for his set design.
They're fabulous.
They are fabulous. And he is volunteering his time. And wow, wait till you see the ship.
Now, many of the students who have participated through, let's say, if they started at 8 years old, do they continue on as you get older? How many years, Bridget, have you been performing?
Around 10.
You've held different parts?
Different parts, different types of roles. That's exciting. I find most of the kids in Starlight have done it for a while or are just new, but once they get in, they like to stay in.
And yes. Once you graduate from high school and then you go on to NMSU, what production companies can you participate in?
Well, there's the American Southwest Theater Company. Scaffolding is a great and Las Cruces Community Theater, LCCT.
The Doña Ana Lyric Opera.
And Black Box Theater. Lots of opportunities. And one reason we changed our name from Starlight Children's Theater is that we're finding that some of our cast are asking us to do productions beyond the youth age. And so we're planning to expand and have that opportunity if something comes up.
As a nonprofit organization, where do your funds go from the tickets?
Well, we run our shows completely from our cast pays tuition to be in the production because it really is an educational experience. And through ticket sales, we pay for all of our costs. And we hope at the end of it to come break even.
Where can they get tickets?
Tickets are available online through holdmyticket.com. They're also on sale at the door and at Spirit Winds on Locust.
So this is going to be July 15, 16, 22nd, and 23rd at the Atkinson Recital Hall. What else would you like the community to know what this play does and what theater arts do for the students, like building character, developing confidence? How does it do that, Bridget?
Theater is the only reason I'm confident to even talk on the radio right now. It's such an emotional, human experience. You're portraying emotions, you're singing songs, singing your heart out. And I think it completely builds your confidence from 0 to 100. You can, if you're used to playing roles that are not you, well, no one has to know if you're not confident. You can just pretend you are. And you can learn about so many obscure things in theater, too. I've learned a lot of things about British ships that I didn't know before. So you really learn a lot in other ways, too.
And what would you like the public to know about that they can expect coming up in July?
Well, HMS Pinafore will be really fun. There's one exciting matinee that we are doing. We've never tried this before. We're going to have a sing-along matinee on the last Saturday, which is the 23rd of July, and that's at 1 o'clock. And people can come and bring their vocal scores, bring their choral books. I know that there are a lot of people who have come to our shows and said, oh, I wish I could sing along. And I said, why not? We'll let them sing along with the chorus during the show.
And are there other matinees as well?
Yes, we have one on Saturday, the 16th of July at 1 o'clock, and a special children's matinee on Friday, 22nd of July at 10:30 a.m.
And so it's two weekends, Friday, July 15th, Saturday, July 16th, and Friday, July 22nd, and Saturday, July 23rd, with a 7 p.m. showing each night.
Yes.
At the Atkinson Recital Hall at New Mexico State University. Again, more information you can find at starlightonstage.org. I really appreciate you both coming out and talking to us about this wonderful play, HMS Pinafore, a comedic opera, The Last That Loved a Sailor.
Yes, thank you. We hope to see you out there.
You're welcome. And my guests are NMSU Professor Dr. Ginger Scarborough Anderson and theater performer, high school student Bridget Anderson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.